Pedro Arrupe is best known perhaps as being the 28th general of the Jesuit order, and he was the superior general from 1965, which was the year the Vatican Council ended, until 1981, when he had to retire because of a stroke. He is also known, perhaps to some people at least, as the first person to enter Hiroshima on the 6th of August 1945, just after the atom bomb had fallen. When the Americans entered World War II, just after Pearl Harbor, he was hauled into prison because he was suspected of being an American spy due to his 2 years in the States. And there he experienced 30 more days of solitary confinement, endless questioning, and the possibility of torture such as his brethren had endured many years before him in Japan. When he was released, he became Master of Novices, and then 1945, on the 6th of August, which was the Feast of the Transfiguration, he experienced the blast of the atom bomb outside the city, didn't know what had happened, but brought his novices in to look after the wounded and brought many of them home. It was another transforming experience for him. He then worked as a leader of the Jesuits in Japan till 65, when he came, as it were, from the ends of the earth, and all he wanted to do was to persuade his brethren that the Jesuits worldwide needed to adapt to the changed situation, both within the church and in the world.
So in 1965, the Vatican Council was taking place.
Yes.
And there was a whole rethinking about how the church engaged with the world. So Arrupe was one of those people who was part of that questioning, part of that movement. Would that be true?
It would. And even more than part, it's thought now that he was one of the most influential figures in Catholic life in the 20th century from that time onwards, because he had at his disposal 36,000 people scattered in something like 125 countries. And so his task was, as you say, to be the church in the modern world, wherever they were, and to adapt to all the necessary changes that Vatican II was encouraging. As you know, there was a great deal of tension and foot-dragging in regard to the implementation of Vatican II. He was determined to go right ahead with it. So he worked incessantly at that for the next 16 years, often as a sign of contradiction, both within the church, because there were many who didn't want to make the changes and wouldn't put themselves at risk, and also in society in general, because his focus became one on faith and justice. In other words, what's the link between the church and the world? What's the link between the gospel and the events of the day? So in 1975, he managed to bring it about that the Jesuits issued a decree for themselves called the Decree on Faith and Justice, and that was to try to focus all the Jesuit energies on one mission, the service of faith and the promotion of justice.
So this was a big change for the Jesuits. Traditionally, they might have been an order associated with education and with institutions. And was Arrupe the person who was responsible for bringing them out of those situations into a more general involvement in the world?
Yes. When he came to Ireland, which he did on a number of occasions, I met him at one of them, and he said, you know, he says, institutions are good, but the Jesuits have to get out of the concrete. His English wasn't always the best, and they say he spoke Spanish in seven languages, but his intention was that while we needed to run institutions, we needed to be mobile, flexible and available to go where the need was greatest. And that concretized itself in 1980 when he founded the Jesuit Refugee Service on the idea that refugees emerge very suddenly when a war starts. And there's nobody to care for them. Nobody wants them. They're the unwanted of the earth. The Jesuits should be there at least to be with them, even if they can't do very much for them politically or economically, etc. So, yes, he wanted his people to be available to a vastly changed and onward changing world.
He, of course, had his own experience in his life of being a refugee, perhaps when he left Spain and later in Hiroshima. Do you think that had a lasting effect in his way of looking at the world and thinking about faith?
I do. I think he was one of those people who was very easily, very open, shall I say, to the signs of the times. Things happened and they affected him deeply, like the cures at Lourdes or the expulsion of the Jesuits in 1932 from Spain, or Hiroshima in 1945, etc., 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 or seeing refugees around the world. Other people might see them and do nothing. He would say, what are we being asked by God to do? I often feel that God would have found him a very easy partner to work with in that sense. God could get through to him and he would work to make the necessary changes to do what he felt God wanted himself and the Jesuits to do.